When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ain't no complications to who I am. People who are comfortable not fitting into boxes understand me better than people who feel like, no, you have to be this, or you must be this, or oh, this has to be like the only thing that you do. You can't do two things at the same time. Or you can't be talented in this area and this at the same time. Oh, who do you think you are? Like, those people, they think I'm just wacky, or I'm goofy, or like there's no other elements to what I am. But at the same time, I know I can be a lot. At the same time, I love the fact that I can be a lot to people who can't handle me. That helps me filter out who my people are genuinely. And I love that shit. I don't like having large groups of people who have access to me. I don't like being clicky. I don't like people telling me who I can and I can't talk to. I don't like people forming their own perspectives of who other people are and expecting me to follow that shit just because we're cool. I think that's clown shit. And I get into moods where I don't want to fucking be around people. I get into moods where I will completely be like, yeah, I'm just going to have to go ahead and miss that. Well, why would you miss that? They're doing this and this and this. You like this and this. I'm just in a mood where I don't want to do that shit. And if it's down to the fact of me missing this good time, or down to the fact of me missing something that I really like and this other person knows I really like, and they really want me to be engulfed in this moment. If my mood is I don't want to fucking go, or I don't want to, I'm not going. If I wake up one day and I'm just like, fuck work, it's fuck work today. If I wake up one day and I'm just like, I don't want to talk to nobody, I'm not talking to nobody. And for some people, that is like completely unacceptable. Like, you can't just, you know, wake up and do what you want. You can't just wake up and decide like your mood right now and your emotion is going to control your day. Yes, the fuck I can. And the more a person tries to tell me what I can and can't do, I'm going to do what you think I can't do. I've always been like that. And this is not, you know how I am. I'm going to be like this. I don't need to improve. No, there are some things I need to improve, honey. And I know that about me. Okay? I'm no one that's going to sit on here and be like, there's nothing wrong with me. It's all this other person's problem. Blah, 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 blah. No, there's things that I can be better at. There's things that I can improve. But at the same time, if I know, oh, I'm not doing that shit today, and it means that I won't have these three opportunities over here because I don't want to do this shit today, I'm going to eat that. I'm going to eat that. Same reason why, like, yeah, if I wanted to be in a relationship right now, I could be in a relationship right now. I could. Because I know I'm not compromising on anything I want right now, fuck that. If I'm going to miss out on a quote-unquote great person because I'm stubborn right now, or because I don't want to compromise, or because I don't want to have someone take time away from me doing something that I want to do, or working on a project because I'd have to spend quality time with them. Fuck that for right now. And I'm so happy that there's nobody in my life that I will sacrifice that shit for. And timing is everything. Timing is everything, and timing can also be nothing at the same time. So what if this time right now is time where I'm supposed to be minding mine? But because another person's perception is, no, this is the time that you're supposed to get out and meet people. This is the time when you're supposed to be, you know, figuring out what you like and this and that. And every day I figure out what I like. Okay? Every day. So when it comes down to, you know, why are you this, or why you don't have this, or why wouldn't you want to do this? Because I just don't want to. I wake up some days and I don't fucking want to. Like, there's no one outside that you can compare me to and be like, oh, they are exactly the same. No, because some days who I thought I was, I'm not what I thought I like. I don't. And what I felt like was a green light, I will completely change it right now. And for me to be like, you know what? There's one person out here in this world made to deal with my shit like that, and it's going to be easy, I'd be a damn fool. So I'm saying this to say, if you know yourself well enough to be like, I know some days I'm going to wake up and the problem is going to be me, be able to say to the person that's dealing with you the most in the most intimate way that, hey, good morning. I'm feeling really shitty today. It has nothing to do with you. I'm really snappish right now. I'm really hangry. And if you get a vibe that, I'm being snappy or rude or this, I'm letting you know right now that you are correct. I am, but it's not directed to you on purpose. It's just, in order for me, Chantal, to get to a new mood, I have to go through my mood. There is no climbing over it. There's no, let's meditate about it. There's no, let's pray on it. I have to go through my shit. So, like, for instance, if I'm feeling sad and I don't know why I'm feeling sad, I have to go through the whole emotion of being sad in order to get to a new emotion. There's no, like, let's think of something happy. There's no, like, let's watch this comedy movie. There's no, let's go get ice cream that's gonna make you happy, or let's go shopping. Like, no, I need to be in this mood to get through it, because maybe while I'm trying to get through it, I'll find a new method of getting through it faster. That way I can adapt to some other shit. And I think we live in a world where people think everything is supposed to be really easy, quick fixes. If you feel this, here, take this pill. It can make you feel this. If you were thinking these thoughts, here, do this so you won't think those thoughts. And it's all about substances and things having the mind control over people so they can be less human and more robotic. And my method to that is fuck that. Let me go through my feels until I'm not feeling that shit no more. And who the fuck are you to tell me how much time I got to go through my feels? Because I don't know about you, but the older I get, if I'm in a mood where it's a no right now and I miss something, then I feel like in the deck of cards called this life, I was supposed to miss that shit. And I'm going to catch it when I'm supposed to catch it. I know I could be a lot, dog. I know I could be a lot. I know some days I'm really on it. And I know some days I'm not really on it and I'm not feeling it and I don't want to do shit. And I know some days I can do 5 things at the same time and be excellent at every single one. I know my energy could be really high and I know my energy can be really low and it can be really mellow. That's just me. But I'm not walking around expecting everybody to be able to handle the level of me that I'm giving. That's selfish. Everybody's not going to be able to handle you. Sometimes my kids be like, ugh, don't even talk to her. She's going to yell at you. Don't even talk to her. And sometimes I'm just like, yeah, go ahead and talk. And sometimes in the middle of my kid talk, I'm just like, yo, you asking a lot of questions today. Go away. Go away, 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 go away. You know what I'm saying? And they understand, like, she's had enough. And I want them to, because if they go outside in this world and they think everybody's about to be on the level of hearing everything that has to come out of their mouth and be willing to be in the mood that they are and match their energy all the time, I'll be setting them up for a lie. So I say that to say, like, I know who I am. I know I could be a lot. And if you feel like you could also be a lot, too, just give people the common courtesy of letting them know, like, hey, this is me today. This is me. This is the mood. If you're not feeling it, let me know. You know what I'm saying? Let me know. Reasonable doubt. Let me know so I'm not assuming shit. So I'm not taking shit the wrong way and taking it personally. Shit. And this has nothing to do with astrology, because I have a one of my favorite cousins, Sim. Her personality is not like this. She's very mellow, very understanding, very patient. And I'm just like, no. Okay. Be honest. Be honest about who you are. Be transparent and be direct to people who need to know now, like, what are you on? And if it's like not a time to be talking, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you. And if the time that I'm ready to talk to somebody and they don't want to talk to me, then you don't want to talk to me. Like, I'm not going to take it personal. Like, shit, I ain't getting paid to be worried about anybody else's feelings. And ain't nobody getting paid to be worrying about mine. So if I ask you something honestly, don't be trying to sugarcoat shit for me. I'm solid. Been dealing with this shit all my life. I could be a lot. But wait till I be a lot for the right motherfucking one.